welcome everyone back to the newest episode of Wild Orgasmic Wisdom. And I have a really special guest today, a big fan of his music. He's a 70s rock legend. And Andy Pratt has been on the music scene for quite a while, since I believe 1969 was when your first album was released, or maybe it was officially released in 71.
Yeah, that was Records Are Like Life. That was the first record, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of that record. Andy had an iconic Columbia single, which was Avenging Annie. That's a pretty amazing song. You should check it out. And so you spent about 4 years kind of in the big time, and then you kind of went underground a bit, but you've been making music this entire time.
Yes, I have, yeah. What happened... is when I lost my deal, I was almost suicidal, but God took me out of it, so I'm okay now.
Yeah. When was that kind of going on?
Well, I got signed by Clive in about 69, and I went down to New York with this guy, John Nagy, and played Avenging Annie and Give It All to Music, and Clive comes in with his entourage and signs me, and then so we recorded that whole album up in Southborough, Mass. And I used to tour and everything with Mark Doyle and all these people. We you know, for 2 years and 4 years. And now I'm a grandfather. I live in New Hampshire.
You know, your first two albums had almost like a psychedelic kind of sound to them.
Oh, haven't you been in here most of the night?
Yes.
Yes, I have, you know. I want to do this right.
Going on for you when you made your first two albums?
The first album, I had this guy Bill Reisman, who's dead now, I think, but we recorded first in his studio near Boston. The facts. Poured that in a studio in Winchester. That I came from a rich family, the Pratt family, so I was investing in studios and stuff, and all these people came through, and but we did that first record probably in Winchester, or partly I can see it, it's by the Charles River. I don't know. I'm getting old. I'm losing some of the details here, but I smoked too much pot or something back then. But the whole Avenging Annie album was a marijuana album. And and I played all the instruments. I played bass. I played all that stuff and sang and wrote all the stuff.
It's a really dynamic song. And one of the things I really appreciate about your music are these like unexpected chord changes. Because I really like to be, I really like to be surprised. And there's a lot of music you listen to and you're like, okay, well, I know where that's going next. And when I'm listening to your music, I feel like I get, you know, kind of jolted out of what I'm expecting.
has a wet base. I know she got it from rubbing up against that man. Oh, that man. Better spend your life in a dry place.
Do you have a way that you would describe your process when you're trying to figure out your chord progressions?
I've got the story of Avenging Annie well rehearsed, so I can tell you that one.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at my parents' house, and I had on, I was a McGuinn fan. I had the Sweetheart of the Rodeo record on, and I was stoned then. I don't smoke pot anymore, but a lot of other people do now. And so I just started playing Pretty Boy Floyd, which is a Woody Guthrie song from there. And then I'm playing that. I just kind of morphs into this thing with Bachian stuff and jazz changes in the middle of it and stuff. And then I worked on it for a while and then recorded it, actually a demo version. And my process is just that I play music. Sometimes I have lyrics, you know, and stuff like that. It's different with different songs. It was pretty much finished. You get the whole general structure of the song and everything, and then you go over it and refine it and stuff like that. And finally, we recorded it, and it got to be the demo was a local hit in Providence with this guy Dick Wingate at WBRU. And then there are people that like the demo better than the final version, but people will say all kinds of things. You gotta not listen to them, you know. So then we finally recorded the final version for Columbia with a record budget. Rick Schlosser played the drums, I played the bass and all that stuff. The Wikipedia article is not completely accurate, but they would not let me correct it, you know. But then, we went down to New York and Clive signed us, and then I was on Columbia, and I had this manager who's now dead. I mean, it's all the people are talking about, half of them are dead now, but Nat Weiss, he was a great manager, and he had James Taylor and all these people. So I met them all, Cat Stevens, James, and, you know, all those people. And he managed me, and he got me, you know, premier talent and stuff like that, but this years ago. But we used to tour. We were big in Ohio. We used to play all over the country and stuff, and We did two shows with Foreigner, actually, and I rode in the plane with that old singer. He was a great singer. And he told me that if you want to sing, don't talk all day. And I've never been able to do that, so, you know. But
to save your voice?
Yeah, that's what. And I even met Miles Davis with Nat Weiss, actually. I'm in Jazz Workshop with my beautiful girlfriend and sitting at Nat Weiss's table. Miles comes over. And he was great, you know, but he's kind of nasty. And then he turns to my girlfriend and he says, "I bet you pee standing up." You know, that's Miles.
That's crazy.
I know. He's kind of a nasty person, but he was a great musician.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Mike Stern played with him, too. Mike Stern's a friend of mine.
I want to talk more about challenging moments that you went through transitioning into Christian music and, like, spiritual transitions.
Yeah. I have Jesus, you know, Jesus is good. Yeah.
What sort of happened that made you become open to God helping you?
Yes. See, what happened is, you know, when you're on the road, you have like groupies and you have women and come and all that stuff. I got into this thing called the Life Institute, actually, which was a sort of a positive thinking thing. And out of that came the album called Resolution, which a lot of people liked. And then we went down and Nat got assigned to Atlantic, and we did two albums with Arif Martin, with Tony Levin and Steve Gadd and all these great musicians and stuff. There was one great night when Steve Gadd took me over one night to meet Laura Nyro. I was a huge fan of Laura Nyro, of that Eli and the Confessions record. And she came in, she was kind of shy that day, but we traded songs, you know. And I think she was sort of past her big success at that point. But she was very nice and stuff, and I played this one song called Constant Heat, and that was on Resolution.
Someone, so full of love. Oh, you are someone.
and I was listening to that today. There was a big transition from the Andy Pratt album with that had Avenging Annie on it.
Yes.
And then Resolutions. I think those albums were 3 years apart, and the sound really evolved between the two.
Yeah. And then we did an album with Arif called Shiver in the Night, which was a great rock album, too. And it's got some beautiful songs on it.
You have almost 30 albums.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I keep writing. Yeah, I had this band. It was like Mark Doyle, Gary Link, and Andy Mendelsohn, and all those people. They played with me. So I love recording. Yeah.
And so you're recording now and playing out a lot. You've got a Bandcamp website. You've got a lot of songs up there.
Yeah, the Bandcamp. AndyPrattBandcamp.com. Yeah, go there. It's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you could talk a little bit more just about your personal spirituality and your music.
The first music I heard was like Rachmaninoff and classical music. My mother was a classical musician. And I used to lie in bed and listen to her me and my grandmother and mother fight over the music, playing classical music. And the first show I actually did was, I used to play clarinet, actually. I took clarinet lessons. And me and my mother played the Darktown Strutters Ball for the family, and I played the clarinet. And that was my first experience of, you play a song and you go out there and everybody's just, so what else? Just know they're not even caring about you. You know, you have to, the music lovers will like the song, but the other people kind of, they're indifferent. You know? I used to, actually when I was a kid, I used to go to the jazz workshop and I heard like Coltrane and Bill Evans and all those people, and you know, I do like jazz. I love jazz. Yeah, jazz is great.
If you had a message to share with the world, what would that be?
Well, we need to get rid of the wars in the world. And I don't like Trump at all, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get Trump out. Bernie's great. I like Bernie.
I like him too. Yeah. I appreciate getting the chance to talk to you a little bit and understand how you feel about music and what's important to you.
Well, I was a big Brian Wilson fan, Beach Boy fan. I love Brian.
I wanted to talk about Brian Wilson because I love Brian Wilson, and I didn't know you were a fan.
I'm a total fan of Brian, yeah.
So what's your favorite album that he did?
Well, I like Good Vibrations was a great song.
Oh, yeah.
But I can play, you know, I'm a Cork on the Ocean. I like that song, you know. Yeah. Heroes and Villains and all that stuff. Yeah, Brian's great.
Yeah, incredible, yeah.
I saw the movie, actually, the Brian Wilson movie. It was great, yeah.
I saw that as well. It's really well done.
Yes, it is. My friend said that Brian came and Brian was listening to Tchaikovsky or something before the show or something. You know, he's always listening to music.
What's your favorite Rachmaninoff song?
The Symphony Number 3, yeah.
Number 3.
My father used to play Gershwin on the piano, too.
Oh, Gershwin's fantastic, yeah.
He was great, yeah.
So your father was a musician as well?
Yeah, he played piano some, yeah.
Anything else you want to share?
A bit of the wars in the world. You know, World Beyond War is David Swanson. He's great, yeah.
So definitely check out andypratt.bandcamp.com and worldbeyondwar.org. Okay, well, thanks so much, Andy. I appreciate your time.
Okay, well, good to meet you, and have a good day. All right.
Yeah, thanks, you too. Take care. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Nice to meet
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.